It's your morning remedy on Rock 100. This is Jerome. I am joined on the phone by Jennifer and Lydian. They're going to talk to us about School District 13. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Good. So School District 13, it's a huge haunt. The entire town of Brule gets taken over by this haunt. For those who haven't been there before, it's pretty much wall to wall, all the streets, just ghouls and goblins everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, there is something new this year. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But there are different ways people can take part, from the poor man's pass all the way up to the dead man's pass. Why don't you let the listeners know a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, we have four haunted houses. Mr. Wiggles Woodshop, Dr. Doom, Science Room, the Detention Fields, and the Prom Night Massacre. And let's see, we have a haunted bus, a hayrack ride.
We have the photo op for us down at the park.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have
food.
The tour of strange experiences.
Yes, we have a hypnotist coming out who's going to do a tour of strange experiences and
We're not going to tell you too much about that, though.
No, it's going to be strange.
Top secret.
Yep. And then we also have our ghost hunts at the old Brule School in the most haunted rooms of the school.
The 30-minute dare.
Yep.
Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, the 30-minute dare. I know you don't want to give away too much about it, but if you could just let people know what the basics of this are.
Well, we actually have lived in the school for 8 years, and we have identified ourselves that the most haunted rooms in the school is the boiler room and the coal shed. And we've had numerous personal experiences and found some kind of suggestive things when we cleaned it out that were sort of thought-provoking things in the coal shed and the boiler room. And so people can go and sit in these rooms in the dark for 30 minutes and just see what they feel, see what they experience. We've had all kinds of experiences in those rooms, and so we feel really confident that other people will too.
Now, this is for 30 minutes. Let's say some people might not be able to last the whole 30 minutes. Would they be able to get out, or are they just in there?
No, I mean, people can leave if they're having a heart attack or a panic attack or something. I mean, we will let people out. It's not a total lockdown, you know,
right.
And stuff. But it's pretty much where they have the ability to go in there and sit and, you know, and do a real ghost hunt of sorts for 30 minutes. If they want to be locked in, they can be locked in if they want, but that's totally optional.
Now, you said you've experienced some things that led you to do this ghost hunt, this 30-minute dare. What are some of those things that you experienced that led to this?
Well, I mean, the whole school is haunted. I mean, we've seen ghosts and we've heard disembodied voices and things like that. But in the coal shed in the boiler room, things get kind of intense. I mean, to the point where we actually often feel like leaving. And feel scared. We've had things fall.
We've had lights turn off.
Lots of lights
on.
Yeah,
lights that burn out, and they'd like magically come back to life.
Yeah, and it's a very dark and kind of brooding energy in there, and it's kind of scary. You know, the rest of the school, the haunts are kind of, it's more mischievous and fun stuff, but in those rooms especially, it's honestly scary. So
yeah.
So it sounds like there's going to be something there really for anybody who's looking for, like you said, mischievous scares all the way up to something that could possibly be considered terrifying.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an old school building. You know, it was built like 100 years ago or more. And so it's like, you know, I mean, there's a lot that's, as far as paranormal activity, yes, the school is full of paranormal activity. We have experiences here. We've had experiences here in the last few days, even, because we've been building a lot in the school. So, yeah, that stuff is going on all the time. Yeah, in addition, of course, to the scare actors and all that stuff, too, that's going to be here.
Definitely the most active time of the year for paranormal stuff in the school.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's good. If it's the most active time of year, this is when you want it to be active. You don't want it being active in, like, May.
Exactly, yeah. Although it is sometimes in May. Actually, May is a really active month, too.
Yeah.
So it's going on this weekend, hours, of course, these are mountain time because you are in Brule, 6 to 11 Friday and Saturday, and then 6 to 9 on Sunday.
Right, exactly, yeah. And I want to emphasize that the ghost hunts That's a totally separate and different thing from the haunted houses. The haunted houses are what you think of when you think of, you know, a commercial haunted attraction, the walkthrough and the scare actors and all of those things. You know, that it's a commercial haunt, but that the ghost hunts is, you know, it has to do with paranormal activity.
Right. And those people can actually get on your website, School District 13. There's a link there. Or they could go to ghosthunts.oldbruhlschool.com to book that, because, like you said, it is kind of a separate thing. So you want to know how many people you have coming. Up to five people can book that, right, at a time?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay. So the passes, then the poor man's pass up to the dead man's pass, those are for the actual haunts, though, and those range in price from $11 up to $29. Of course, $29 is the most popular, because that gets you all four haunts in that one package. So, you know, obviously, if people want to experience the entire thing, that'd be the way they'd want to go.
Yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, you know, when you buy the four haunt pass, you're here for, you know, well, you can be here for an hour or the whole evening. You know, it's a kind of a total
customizable experience.
It is. It is. And it's kind of like, you know, going to Planet Halloween, because you've got the whole town is haunted, you know, but then you go into the haunts, and that's, you know, the town is very family friendly, with sort of a, you know, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown kind of feel to it. Whereas inside the haunts, it's more of a Friday the 13th, you know, scary stuff. So it's kind of this broad, like, Halloween, iconic Halloween thing. Yeah.
Right. Well, and that's good that you mentioned that, too, because some people may want to bring their kids to certain haunts and things like that, so that they know at least the outside of the haunted houses, like you said. It could, you know, and everybody needs to use their own discretion when it comes to bringing their kids to these kinds of things. But like you said, a little more tame, a little more mischievous and fun. But then once you go inside, that might be the time you leave the kids out, you know, and then you as parents go through, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. We the street stuff is all very kid friendly. The haunted houses, we rate them PG-13. But parents, I mean, we encourage them to take their kids through, you know, age 10 and up, really. A lot of 10-year-olds have fun in the haunts, especially if they're with a guardian. And so, you know, parents can ask for a magic wand, a glow stick, at the ticket booth. And that kind of gets the monsters to back off a little bit inside the haunt if they have a kid that's under age 10 who's honestly scared. We only give it out to under 10.
Right.
But yeah, it's totally family friendly. It's the kind of thing that you can bring if you have teenagers or if you have younger kids, you know, if you have a range of ages, that your whole family can have fun here. It was designed that way.
Awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, folks, in Brule, Friday and Saturday, Mountain Time, of course, 6 to 11 on Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9 on Sunday. Get more information by logging on to schooldistrict13.com. Especially, you can click on that link to book the most haunted attraction there, the 30-minute dare. Want to thank Jennifer and Lydian so much. Thank you for joining us on the phone. I know you're busy getting this all ready, and hopefully you have a great haunt this year.
Thank you so much, Jerome.